Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all, a balanced life, a dreamy marriage, and a successful business. My name is Amy Wan, and I am a wife, a mom, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you my proven and time-tested strategies that are sure to help you, your relationships, and your business thrive. Each episode, I am going to meet you right where you are so I can give you proven and time-tested strategies that you need to build an immensely fruitful life. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you from experience, it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hello, how are you today? This is Amy, and I am back with another episode, and I love this topic. The number one reason for conflict in a marriage with an entrepreneur. Hint, it also applies to business relationships. So you have started to know by now that there is so much crossover between marriage and business that I have blown your mind. I know if you listen to my podcast, I had to have blown your mind. Well, okay, maybe not. But there is so much crossover. So keep listening. I'm going to try to blow your mind in future episodes. Actually, I'm just kidding. Okay, definitely off topic. So I want to talk to you about this. What is the number one reason for conflict in marriage with an entrepreneur? And it also applies to business relationships. So let's first talk about something else before I answer your question. Okay, there are characteristics that entrepreneurs have which make them successful in business. But it is also the very thing that can bring down their marriages if they're not careful. I believe there almost becomes a who wins type of scenario when your marriage and business collide. Which one takes priority? But then what is the fallout on the other side? Right? So finances. Especially in a startup, right? Risk-taking, especially if you're not married to another entrepreneur. And if you are, and one of you is a risk-taker and the other one's not, automatic problems. Most people probably think one or two of these is the number one reason for conflict in marriage with an entrepreneur, but it's not. Then the next thought is communication. And that is a big one. That is a big source of conflict. It's just people's different communication styles and not understanding that you need to speak their language. But I'm here to tell you the number one reason for conflict in marriage with an entrepreneur and your business relationships and your business as a whole is time management. That is the number one reason for conflict. So, as entrepreneurs, we could work all the time, especially if you're a visionary like me. That means your brain is always on and always coming up with new possibilities, ideas, and creations. It is difficult to turn that off. And honestly, you don't want to because you enjoy it. You enjoy thinking of things and creating new dreams and creating new products and services and ways to serve and like new spreadsheets, if that's you. I mean, come on, we get giddy about that. So it's not just difficult to turn off, we don't want to. And then everything seems important or urgent, right? But what happens in the marriage? This leaves your spouse feeling alone, as if they're not a priority, and wondering, why are they even married and to who? Because they're basically a stranger or a roommate. And if you have kids, it gets even worse. And then the spouse starts feeling like they're a single parent. If you are saying, not me, this is not where I am, then I hope that you're paying attention to your marriage, because I have not met very many couples, and I'm going to venture to say maybe one or two, that have not hit a married roommate stage. Doesn't mean we stay there. I stayed a decade in it. I mean, that was crazy. But there are not very many people that haven't hit it, right? So you got to be very intentional. If we would actually slow down, it is not only going to improve the performance in your business, but it's also going to allow you the space to breathe in all areas of your life. It's going to allow you to address your priorities and your loyalties. So we all have the same number of hours in a day. So when I hear, I don't have time to do it all, I take that as a challenge for me to tweak your thinking. I get it. We all live a busy life. Fast-paced world where being busy is rewarded. Of course, there are going to be those dinners to attend at night, weeks away traveling for work, and on and on and on. There's going to be calls and emails in the evening, even when trying to watch that movie with our spouse. But if we don't watch it before long, your spouse starts to feel like they are not a priority. And when we really drill down on where the time is spent, it now becomes a matter of priorities and not having enough time. We are not managing our priorities well. So think of it this way. Our loyalty is tested by what we put on the calendar. Every time you say yes to something, you have to ask yourself, what or who are you saying no to? Then, are you living within your values if you say no to them? If the answer is yes, then that makes that an easy yes. If the answer is no, then you really got to figure out where your priorities and your loyalties lie based on your value systems. So, success or failure in either marriage or business speaks to our identity on a soul level. Right? Success or failure in either marriage or business speaks to our identity on a soul level. It's our self-worth, it's our quality of life, and it is our mental health. It affects all of those things, right? So we have to be very intentionally aware of how to balance things and how to put each other as a priority, right? So your self-worth, if it's tied to success or failure in your marriage, and if your self-worth is tied to success or failure in your business, your quality of life and your mental health, is taking on that new project what you should be doing? Is attending yet another dinner meeting with a client what you should be doing in that moment? I get they're important. I get it. But it can't consume everything you do. So in addition to asking yourself, should I be saying yes to this? And if so, who or what am I going to say no to? That's your question number one. Number two, if you are so overstressed, consumed, unable to walk away from business, unable to have quality of life balance in all your Thrive Life domains, it's time to get you some help. And I don't even want to hear, it's just easier to do it myself. No, it isn't. You just haven't found the right person to help you, or you haven't managed it well to find the right person to help you. Because there is a skill set in those things. And delegating is key. If you continue to do all of the things in your business, all other parts of your life are going to fall apart and your business can't scale. So do you want to own your business or do you want to run your business? For instance, I have two businesses, the counseling center, and then I have the online business, which is my Marriage on Fire, Marriage Sparks, and Live in the Thrive Life, right? That's what I want to start teaching people, married entrepreneurs that work with their spouse. That is my dream ideal client. And I love working with them because I can work on life, marriage, and business. I mean, that is like hits all my love points right there, life, marriage, business. So last year, I had an unexpected event happen in my life that needed my attention personally with a family member, and it went on for 4 months. It was right after COVID. So actually, I think I got the call end of April. And because of my value systems, being high in family and making that a priority, like I didn't really have a choice or I wouldn't have felt good about myself. It was so heavy that my businesses could cease to exist that day if I had to swap and I would walk away from everything. Now, that's deep. So here's what happened. I thought maybe it was going to be a week or 2 weeks. 4 months went by that I was in crisis. My counseling center is set up as such, and honestly, it's a large counseling center. I think we have 12, 14 counselors now. I don't know how many right now, which speaks to the fact that I own this business. I don't run it. Now, that doesn't mean I don't know what's going on. I very much know what's going on, but I don't have to run the day-to-day because I have fabulous staff and team and a director of operations and an administrative intake person and a marketing person. They all help me with that, right? And the counselors are fabulous. They knew. At first, I don't like to share my junk with my team. That's a whole nother subject. But it got so long, I had to be vulnerable with them. I had to tell them what was happening, right? They're used to me not being here day to day because I only work from the counseling center office 2 days a week. I work from home on the online business 3 days. And I had to tell them something. So I told them the truth. And I trusted them in their confidence of keeping my confidence and in their confidence that this company was still going to be fine, whether I was there in person or not. And it was. Honestly, it did better than it ever had done. Like the months just kept growing. But I had put a lot of work into the back end of that and delegation, leadership, processes and procedures, a ton of that. Now, for the online business, it was brand new. It was still solely dependent on me. And right now, as of this recording, it's still largely dependent upon me. Now I'm at the point where I'm looking at who am I going to need as I can afford it, because honestly, I can't afford it at the moment, on this team for me to scale this. At some point, that has to be where most of the budget's going at the beginning, or I can't scale it the way I want. There's only one of me. The online business during this 4 month period had to be shut down. If you'll notice in my podcast, there's months missing last year. This is why. This business was so heavily dependent on me. And when a life crisis, and I mean life and death, needs your attention, where are you going to be? Are you going to be able to attend to the person that truly needs you, that's the most important in your life? Or are you going to have to just figure out how to juggle both? Are you going to have to be at that business because it's dependent on you and your family's dependent on the income? Or is it set up enough that you could do both when life happens? Because honestly, it's all about the time that you spend, the time management of what you do, whether you are working 80 to 100 hours a week or you're working 30. I would tell you, if you're working 80 to 100 hours, I can get you to 30 and have a more successful company than you're leading right now. Hello at marriagesparks.com. I challenge you, if you don't believe me, message me and we're going to have a chat because I guarantee you I can get you there. only because I've done it, only because I've seen it. And I don't say that lightly. I am that confident. Now, with what I'm saying, I'm all about business and marriage. And as you can see, these things flow over in each one. If you do not manage your time well, your relationships at home hurt and your relationships at work hurt. So what are you doing with your time? Are you working on tasks that only you can do, that you love to do, that light you up? Or are you stuck doing tasks that you hate, that are in the zone of like, ugh, which for me is budgeting. Ugh. Please just somebody hand me a budget and let me approve it or not. But me having to get in the details of that, ugh, that's like my zone of no go, right? Where are you in that? Are you stuck doing $10 to $12 an hour tasks when your hourly rate is $200, $2,000? Like, are you doing tasks that you could pay somebody a lot less than you to do? Those are areas that you need to look at. So if you want to hear more on those subjects, email me at hello@marriagesparks.com and say, Amy, do a podcast on this. Do a podcast on this. I want more of this because I am really looking for you to drive this show. I'll give you what you want. So until the next episode, toodles. Okay, that wraps up today's episode of the Marriage on Fire podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in continuing conversations just like these, please visit my website at marriagesparks.com. You will find additional resources for married entrepreneurs, high-achieving professionals, and other ways that we can work together. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.